It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Another season of San Jose Sharks hockey is in the books. I'm Dan Rusinowski with Brett Hedekin here at the Saddle Dome in Calgary in front of a crowd of 17,946 fans. It was a 5-1 Calgary Flames victory to end the Sharks season at 19 victories, 54 losses, 9 OTs for 47 points, and the 32nd ranked record in the National Hockey League. Here's how it all happened tonight. It was all Calgary all the way. After a good shift or two for San Jose, the Flames ended up outshooting the Sharks 16-5, and it was another shooting gallery on starter Devin Cooley, who, along with his compatriot on the other end of the ice, Dustin Wolf, was part of the very first game ever in NHL history to have two California natives and Northern California natives at that playing against each other in the same game in net. One great save by Devin Cooley basically said it all as he was really working hard to try to give the Sharks a chance to win.
Good effort by Ferraro, but then he lost it. Couldn't clear. Kept in. Could be a chance. Kuzmenko out of the corner. His stick check there by Cooley. It's loose in front. And Kadri shot. What a save by Cooley. Kadri behind the net got the rebound and threw it right into the Sharks goaltender. And he made a spectacular save.
Well, that was just a great stop by Devin Cooley. But unfortunately, the floodgates would open at 12:13 of the first on another broken play. Adam Klapka out of the Czech Republic, 6'8", getting his first NHL goal and point on an unassisted play to make it 1-0 Flames. And then the first of a couple of milestones would tumble tonight as Blake Coleman got to the 30-goal mark for the first time in his career, assisted by Connor Zeri and Rasmus Anderson at 14:40. And so the shots were 16-5 Flames at the end of one, and the score was 2-0 Calgary. In the second period, it didn't get much better. Oliver Shillington kind of waft a softly placed wrist shot toward the net that Devin Cooley couldn't quite see because of traffic in front. At 3:53 of the second period, Shillington's third from Andrei Kuzmenko and Andrew Mangiapane made it 3-0 Flames. At 5:59, it was 4-0. The fourth line picked up a goal for Calgary. Kevin Rooney's third of the season from Pospisil and Coronado, and all of a sudden, the Sharks were in a world of hurt. Finally, Mackenzie Weegar picked up his 20th goal of the year, becoming the fourth National Hockey League defenseman to hit the 20-goal mark this season, first time that's happened since 15-16. And Weegar also scored his 17th even-strength goal for a defenseman in Calgary. That is an all-time Flames record, breaking the old record of 16 set by Al MacInnis, a Hockey Hall of Famer. Weegar's 20th came from Mirimanov and Coleman at 6 minutes and 56 seconds of the second, and that spelled the end of Devin Cooley's night. Not his fault, certainly, but it was 5-0 in favor of the Flames. In came Georgi Romanov, and he would play the rest of the contest, and again, in his second consecutive appearance, played 33 minutes and 4 seconds, stopped all 14 shots he faced, and again, took another step forward in his confidence as a North American professional player. The only real drama from the Sharks' side of things as the game came to an end was whether or not the Sharks' top scorer, Mikael Granlund, would extend his point-scoring streak. He came in here with 12 straight games with points, and all he needed was 1 point in order to extend that and get closer to Erik Karlsson's all-time record of 14 straight with a point. It didn't happen 3 or 4 times. There were amazing chances all night long for that line. Fabian Zetterlund missed the net a couple of times. Granlund had an opportunity in front of the goal to make another play, and again, his point-scoring streak was still at 12. But in the final 2 minutes of play, it would be Martin Pospisil getting 2 minutes for slashing and 2 minutes for roughing in a roughing play on Luke Cunnan, who only got 2 minutes, and that put the Sharks on the power play. And in the game's final minute, in the final minute of the regular season, Granlund would get the point to keep the streak alive.
Granlund's got it. Throws to Graf. Takes it back. Granlund on the point. 13 seconds to play. Granlund to Zetterlund. Waits. Shoots. Did he score? He scores! And Mikhail Granlund's point-scoring streak is alive as Fabian Zetterlund scores on the power play with 8.9 seconds left in the game, ending Dustin Wolf's bid to get the shutout.
Final score, 5-1, Calgary, and so the game ends with a smile for the Sharks in that sense. Fabian Zetterlund's 24th of the year, assisted by Mikhail Granlund and rookie Colin Graf, who I thought had a pretty solid effort all through the game. And Brett Hedekin, that is just great to see that individual statistic move on.
Yeah, it really is. Granlund gets his 48th assist and 60th point on the season. Terrific little play there, and love the fact that Graf kept feeding it back to Granlund, winning little plays along that left-hand wall, and you mentioned had a good, solid game. Graf picks up his second point as a National Hockey League player, eventually comes over to Zetterlund, and he's got time and space, and when he's got that from a short distance, Dan, he can go top corner in a hurry, and he drives it by Wolf there for the 24th goal of the year and extends that point streak, as you mentioned.
Mikhail Granlund has reached 60 points for the fourth time in his NHL career. This is his best point-scoring streak at 13 straight games. In the 13 games, he has scored 2 goals, 13 assists, and 15 points. And again, we count those streaks from season to season, as the next regular season game will be in October. And if he can tie Erik Karlsson's record and perhaps break it, that would be yet another feather in the cap of an outstanding hockey player that, in my impression, was the most valuable player on this team all year.
Yeah, pretty easy to say that. 60 points, led the team, and a player that made players around him better, Dan, and somehow in some way could find a way to make an offensive play from nothing. And really, when I mention what the forwards need to do for strength and power and being able to take a hit to make a play under pressure in the offensive zone, well, Mikhail Granlund is 185 pounds, Dan, but he's strong enough and he's smart enough to position his body to hold off players to then make a play under that pressure, under that physicality in the corners. And that's what he did all season long, and that's why he's the most valuable for me as well for the Sharks this season.
Final score again in Game 82, the Calgary Flames 5 and the San Jose Sharks 1. That is our instant replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.